Well, hello, welcome to Thought for the Day, where we're still in Proverbs chapter 15 and we've reached verse 27. So let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we pray now for your wisdom, for the wisdom of your Holy Spirit, that as we read your holy word, that you will help us to understand it and to apply it to our hearts, that we might live lives that honour you and please you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Proverbs 15 and verse 27. Whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household, but he who hates bribes will live. Well, we saw last week how that verse 20, we had teaching on the fifth commandment concerning our parents. And now in verse 27 today, we have teaching on the 10th commandment, warning us of the perils of covetousness and especially of an illicit longing for worldly wealth. And the warning isn't just for us, but that this sin, like many sins, affects others too, especially those whose lives are more closely bound up with ours. And the Bible furnishes us with many examples of both halves of our verse. As early as Genesis 13, we have Abraham's nephew Lot, of whom we read that Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the Jordan Valley was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. And so Lot settled among the cities of the valley and moved his tent as far as Sodom. And what trouble that produced for Lot and for his family. In Joshua 7 we read of how that at the conquest of Jericho, God had forbidden his people to take for themselves any of the plunder of the city. But then we read of Achan, who saw a beautiful robe and some gold and silver and took them for himself. And God punished him and his family. And as we read on in 2 Kings chapter 5, we read of Elisha's servant Gehazi, who coveted the reward that the Syrian commander Naaman had brought for the prophet. And Elisha refused it, but Gehazi took it. And God punished Gehazi for that sin. And then in the New Testament, we have Judas selling our Lord for 30 pieces of silver. And we have the Apostle Paul writing in 2 Timothy 4 of one of his one-time companions, Demas, but of whom he now writes, because he loved this world, he has deserted me. Greed and covetousness and obsession with the things of this world are grievous warnings for the Christian. But, our verse continues, he who hates bribes or gifts will live. And perhaps for this half of the verse, there's no better example than of Abraham, or Abram as he was then, in Genesis chapter 14. Abraham had been to rescue his nephew Lot, whose family and possessions had been captured after a military attack on the city of Sodom. We read that Abraham, through God, gets the victory and he rescues all those who've been taken, including Lot and all his possessions and family. And then we read, almost as a postscript, these verses, that the king of Sodom said to Abram, give me the persons, but take the goods for yourself. But Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted my hand to the Lord, I have sworn a solemn oath to the Lord, God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I would not take a thread or a sandal strap or anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich. And so Abraham in these verses not only teaches us what should be our attitude to worldly possessions, but also how we are enabled to have that attitude of heart. Because you see, Abraham couldn't give a fig for the king of Sodom's bits and pieces. Why? Because Abraham had the Lord, the God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth. It's as if he had already heard and noted Jesus' explanation of the parable of the sower, of how the world and the deceitfulness of riches chokes the word of God, and it proves unfruitful, Matthew 13, verse 22. So Solomon in this proverb would have us be those who can say with the Apostle Paul, in him that is in Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, Ephesians 1, 7. And those truly are riches. Let's pray. Lord, would you give us hearts that are focused upon you and your great riches that you bestow on us freely by your grace, and not on the fleeting, but sometimes fleetingly attractive pleasures of this world. Lord, may we heed this wisdom, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.